League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hello and welcome to this brand new episode of Clan Chat, the official podcast of Glasgow Clan, bringing you interviews from around the club. I'm Craig Anderson, and on this week's show we've been busy as we bring you up to date with the players coming back from Matt Haywood's testimonial in February, as we talk to Kevin Phillips and Stephen Meyer. We get the first interview with the second of the two signings announced last week as Chad Smith joins us to talk about his move from Fife Flyers and his early impressions from his first weekend as a Clan player. And the ultimate voice of authority, head coach Zach Fitzgerald, talks about the latest injury situation, previews the games with Manchester Storm and Cardiff Devils this weekend, and what it's been like to return as a player. And don't forget to have a go at the Clan Conundrum as well. You're listening to Clan Chat.
Hey, Purple Army, Fitzy here. Welcome to the podcast. Enjoy.
Let's get started with the Clan Conundrum and a chance to test your Clan knowledge. We're now in December and it's traditionally a busy month with fixtures coming thick and fast, particularly heading into the festive period. Last year, Glasgow Clan played 10 league games in the month of December, and we want to know how many goals did Clan score in those 10 games. Simple. How many goals did Clan score in league games throughout the month of December last year? Answer to come at the end of the show.
I'm Scott Jansky from the Glasgow Clan, and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
Just to recap last week's games, and it was another Friday night start for the Clan as Zach Fitzgerald and his men hosted Nottingham Panthers, looking to bounce back from the previous Sunday loss to Guildford Flames, but it wasn't to be. In-form Panthers took a 3-0 win away from Glasgow to get the best start to their weekend, as Brett Bulmer's second period strike was built upon by goals from Julian Talbot and Jake Hansen. The game marked the return to action of Mathieu Roy as he came back from injury, and debuts from new signings Scott Jacklin and Chad Smith. However, Mark Howlett missed out through illness. Glasgow's players had a rare Saturday off before they made their way to take on Cardiff Devils on Sunday at Viola Arena in Wales, and it's fair to say it was a game that was settled after the first period, with Andrew Lord's side rattling in four goals in the first 20 minutes. Blair Riley, Joey Haddad and Mike McNamee had the Devils three up, all in power plays, with Gleeson Forney adding a fourth before Chad Rowe got one on the board for the Clan early in the second. Matthew Myers increased the lead to 5-1, and while Matt Becker and Rasmus Bjerre managed to get the Clan to within two in the final 5 minutes, Cardiff pulled ahead again, as Sam Jardine and Stephen Dixon both netted to complete a four-point weekend for them. Of course, the injuries were a factor, and while Travis Earhart was back in action, Clan were without Nolan Laporte and Lyndon Springer, needing the coach to don the skates and uniform again. A tough weekend for results, but good effort despite the depleted numbers.
Hi, this is Mathieu Roy. You're listening to Clan Chat.
While the Clan continue on their busy schedule, the captain, Matt Haywood, was also beavering away as his testimonial gets that little bit closer. Since we last spoke to you, two more players were announced, and we've got the first of them coming up in just a moment. Last Wednesday, former defenceman Kevin Phillips was announced as coming back for the big night on the 4th of February, and a man synonymous with that first season team back in 2010-11, when he, along with Matt and Adam Walker, were the three young Brits in Bruce Richardson's team. Phillips stayed for 3 years in all and returned to Belfast Giants from whence he came, winning the title in 2014 and went on to play for Guildford Flames when they were still in the old EPL. Nowadays, as you'll hear, Kevin is plying his trade in the NIHL National League with Hull Stingrays. But he took us back to the start in that first season at what it was like at what was Brayhead Clan.
Yeah, it was a while ago now. we obviously joined together at the same time for the Clan's first season, so... Yeah, I think the first time I met Matt was moving into our place together. So yeah, it'd have been around that time. Yeah, we lived together for the the 3 years I was there anyway, so obviously got to know each other quite well.
What was it like to live with?
Spot on, like most people I'm sure has told you, he's an easygoing guy, and I think I'm pretty easygoing as well, so yeah, it worked out quite well, and was both obviously new to the place, so just kind of keeping an eye out for each other, and yeah, had a good time.
What was it like in that first season, bearing in mind it was a new franchise, you had all these import guys coming over to play? What was it like for you and Matt as basically kids, really, in that first season?
Yeah, the first year, obviously, with it being a new set, I had a few teething problems, but no, it was all part of the fun there, and yeah, obviously we was some of the younger guys, so it was just trying to fit in the world could, and obviously with a lot of imports in that league as well, it was all a bit different feel, especially for Matt. I think it was his first year in the Elite League, so just kind of getting to used to that, especially I think the first year we had a lot of the French Canadian guys. Bruce was coach one, so yeah, it was a little bit strange in that way, but no, we had a good bunch most years, so it was pretty easy going.
Now, you were a bit older, you had a little bit more experience as well. You played with Belfast before that. Were you able to guide Matt through the sort of transition into the Elite League at that time?
Yeah, I did what I could, but probably he was probably guiding me most of the time, to be honest with you. Yeah, obviously, I was a little bit older and being around a little bit longer, so yeah, I was just trying to be a good sport if you needed any, but now he's... I think he fitted in well, and obviously, as you can see, he's carved out a pretty good career for himself, so yeah, it's good to see.
Now, you've kept the friendship going, obviously. You left in 2013, as you say, Kevin. How much has that friendship grown in the time since?
It's difficult, obviously. You stay in touch a little bit, but obviously... he'd got family now, and then being so far apart. But yeah, whenever we see each other and for each other, the odd text now and again. And I think because we lived together for so long, and just we're quite, like I said before, both quite laid back, and I think we see eye to eye on a lot of things. So yeah, I think we'll always have that friendship, and just because of the distance and the time, I think when you're on the same wavelength with people, you kind of always. Yeah, it doesn't matter like how long you don't see each other or speak for, you kind of always get off like you've never been apart, really.
So how much are you looking forward to being part of the night? You'll be coming up with some old faces again, but you'll also be meeting some guys that Matt's played with along the years as well. How exciting is that for you?
Oh yeah, I love my time up in Glasgow. It's an awesome place and good people up there. So yeah, it'll be good to catch up with everyone, and obviously it's going to be a good celebration for Matt. I'm excited to see some of the old boys as well, and yeah, have a few drinks with those.
And of course, in front of the fans as well, you were a popular player from your time in Glasgow as well. That'll be nice for you as well.
Yeah, it was good playing in front of like very passionate fans, and they've got a bit of a reputation now, I see. So it's good they're getting some success these last few years, and hopefully can lift the trophy soon as well. So yeah, it'd be good to play in front of them again and see some old faces.
So Kevin, come February, back among the fans, back among some old faces as well, how special a night is it going to be for Matt, do you think?
It's a celebration for him playing 10 years obviously, and like, how often do you see that these days, one guy staying with one club? So I think it's massively deserved, and I'm obviously going to say it because I'm buddies with him, but it's a true testament to the career he's had, and especially putting it in for one team, and the guy he is. I think he'll get an absolute amazing following and support for a night, so yeah, it's going to be a special night.
So Kevin, nowadays you're playing for the Hull Pirates in the NIHL National Division. First of all, what's that like compared to your days in the Elite League?
This league, obviously compared to the Elite League, the first difference is the number of imports, so like a lot more British players, which obviously is good in that respect for a British point of view, but obviously the level is nowhere near as high as what it is in the Elite League. But this year, now that the league's joined up with the Southern League again, it's basically become like the old EPL. So yeah, it's a good league and it's competitive, everyone's beating everyone. So yeah, it's heading back in the right direction again.
And also notice that you're playing with Matt's brother Lee in the Hull Pirates team. So
aye,
I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's the better brother, Matt or Lee?
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, that is putting me on the spot, isn't it? Don't know if I want to answer that one.
There you go. See, diplomatic.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to sit on the fence. they're both great lads. I couldn't honestly choose. Both quite similar in a way as well. And yeah, definitely couldn't choose.
That's good. You'll definitely get dinner with Matt and Lee's mum anyway for that answer. So just to finish up, just get a wee memory of you from Matt. Whenever anybody mentions Matt Haywood, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think back on all your experiences with him?
I would say he's just good lad to be around. He's a great character. That's kind of why I sum him up with the first thing what springs to mind. Yeah, he's always pretty upbeat and he's a fun guy to hang around with and good teammate, good friend, good man.
I'm Nolan Laporte and you're listening to Clan Chat.
That was Kevin Phillips there on his upcoming return for Matt Haywood's testimonial. If you'd heard the show last week, you would have heard the first interview with one of the two new signings that were announced last week, Scott Jacklin, as he jetted in from France. He went on to make his debut, of course, on Friday night. One other player making his bow in purple was Chad Smith, a young Scottish forward who recently left the Fife Flyers, and he was snapped up to help with the numbers as well. Chad had been training with the team all week in the build-up to the games last week, and lateness in his announcement was why we couldn't get him on the show last week. But we quickly rectified that, and Chad is here to discuss what happened between his departure from Fife and playing in purple over the weekend. So I started by asking him how it felt to be a Glasgow Clan player.
Yeah, it feels great. You know, I've only been here for a week and the weekend there, and you know, I fit in pretty well. Everyone was very welcoming, all the fans, the players, the staff. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I've been getting a lot of ice time and, you know, Fitz has put a lot of trust and faith in me so far so good.
Excellent. Now, you and I spoke for a piece I did on British Ice Hockey's website just as you left Fife, and you know, you're sounding very upbeat compared to what you were like a couple of weeks ago on the back of leaving Fife Flyers. Can you believe how quickly it's all turned around?
No, not really. I mean, I left Fife on the Saturday, and, you know, I was kind of in the process of speaking to teams down south, and then, you know, I kind of reached out and spoke with Gareth and Fitzy, and, you know, we had some good talks, and I came and skated with him on the Tuesday, and, you know, after that skate, you know, he kind of said, look, we want to get you signed up and stuff, and, you know, I kind of jumped at the chance because it was close to home, and I'd only heard good things, so I'd spoke to a couple of guys like Craig and Jordan and Mark and stuff, and, you know, they only had good things to say about the Clan, and so yeah, I just thought, go for it and stay in the Elite League, and you know, it's been a good decision so far.
Good. Now, Fitzy told us that you trained with the guys all last week before you were announced. What was it like getting into a rhythm working with the guys that you're now working with?
You know, it was the first day was, you know, it was difficult because I hadn't been on the ice for a week, but you know, I got into it, and you know, by Wednesday it felt natural. You know, it wasn't hard. The guys were all welcoming. Learning all the plays and stuff was easy. And yeah, it felt good. There was no cliques or kind of groups. It was just one big team, and it is a good bunch of guys. So that kind of made it easier.
Now, I remember when you left Fife, you got a lot of messages from Fife fans disappointed to see you go. What were they like when the news came out that you joined the Clan?
I was surprised at how, you know, they were very. There was the odd few that, you know, have stupid comments to say, but I'd say most of them were very supportive, and they kind of understood why I left and, you know, why I went to Clan, and, you know, I got messages saying good luck and stuff, so yeah, they were all really nice.
And of course you were announced on the same day as Scott Jacklin as well, so is it good the fact you've got someone else in there who's getting used to everybody at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, it was like I said, all the guys have been really welcoming, and, you know, all the coaching staff and backroom staff, you know, they've all been really helpful, making it feel, you know, it kind of feels like home already after a week. You know, there's no, you know, it's, there's no cliques, no groups, so it feels good.
Now, talk us through your debut on Friday there, the 3-0 defeat to Nottingham Panthers. A tough night, I think it's fair to say, all round, and you had a little bit of a mishap with the penalty box.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, I thought we played well. I think it was just one of those nights where, you know, any other night those bounces would have went our way and it could have been a different result. But, you know, I think the team still worked really well and it was just unlucky. And the penalty box, I think I was just a little bit heated and I kind of forgot what team I was on and ended up going to the away box.
Force of habit, I suppose, eh?
Yeah.
And of course, you went to Cardiff on Sunday. Disappointing result again, 7-3. But, you know, the team are at injury hit right now. Do you, well, you obviously hope that some of the guys are coming back, but is it difficult playing in a team like that where there's so many bodies down and you're being asked to do maybe a little bit more than you expected?
I mean, Cardiff are a good team and it's a hard road trip. It's, you know, it's a big bus trip and, you know, we turned up late and, you know, we didn't get much of a warm-up, but there's no excuses really, but it is a hard building to go into. But I thought, again, you know, the boys played really well. It was, we had some penalty troubles at the start, which kind of, you know, deflated us a bit, but we had a good pushback and, it was, you know, we just couldn't seem to get the puck in the net and towards the second and third period, but it is a big hurt. We had four or five guys out, so that obviously doesn't help, but, you know, even Fitzy stepped up and kitted up, and that was a big help, and, you know, guys like Stenton, the younger guys coming up, and, I mean, the team's still good enough to get results without the guys, but it definitely is a miss having them out.
Now, we'll talk about the weekend coming up just shortly, but I want to ask about, obviously being involved with the Clan team and, you know, from a boy from Fife as well. You played in a few games where you were on the other side as well. What was that like?
Well, it was always hard coming into Glasgow to play because, you know, the fans are loud and, you know, it's kind of a hostile place to come into if you're not on the Clan's team, which helps the Clan. But they were good games to play, and those are the games you want to play in, you know, where it's high intensity, the fans are into it and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to see what it's like to be on the Clan side of that.
So what are you hoping to achieve with the Clan? Certainly this season you've been signed up along with Scott. Do you have any personal targets you've got in mind?
For me, the personal targets is mainly just, you know, just to keep getting as much ice time as I can, keep developing and obviously help the guys as much as I can, whether that be, you know, buzzing around, making hits, making plays, or, you know, getting points up.
So let's look ahead to the weekend. Friday, Saturday, the games this week. Off to Manchester on Friday. And they're a team currently in form right now. Given that the bodies that are down, how difficult a task is this for Clan?
Yeah, I mean, Manchester's always a hard building to go into. It's a small rink, and they've kind of got a team built for that rink. But, you know, it's the boys are up for the challenge. And I think after a good week of practice, you know, I think we go in there, we have a good game, and then we roll on a Saturday back home. And I think we owe the fans, you know, a win at home, so hopefully things go away.
And then Cardiff at home on Saturday, a chance to maybe get some revenge from what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going for. You know, I think the game, I don't think the scoreline was just to the game, and I think we've got a chance to kind of redeem ourselves at home as well, and I think with the fans behind us, it'll be much of a better result.
So tell us about your relationship with Fitzy so far. You've only been with the guys for a week, as we've already touched upon. What's he like to work with? Is he very full on when it comes to helping the likes of yourself, a young player coming through, or is he just there to advise basically?
Well, yeah, I've only been with him for a week, but the big difference I notice is he's got a lot of faith and a lot of trust in, you know, the younger guys and, you know, the likes of me and even, you know, young Liam Stenton. He's only 17 and he kind of threw him in the deep end playing regular shift, which, you know, was helping him, and he played really well. And, you know, he has trust in not just the young guys, the Brits, the imports, like everybody, and he's a really positive guy. He takes the positives out of everything, and he is a really good coach to work for. He's probably one of my favourite coaches so far.
We were talking just before we started recording about people saying how you suit the colour purple. Has that surprised you as well, how good you look in it?
Yeah, I never really expected to see myself in purple, but, you know, I like the strips, and, yeah, everyone seems to think I look good in it, so hopefully be in it for a while.
It's Matt Sash, you're listening to Clan Chat.
That was the voice of Chad Smith, the second of two signings who joined the club last week. Back to the preparations for Matt Hayward's testimonial and to the second player announced in the last 7 days, and it was an announcement that went down well with the Purple Army, as it was announced Stephen Meyer was coming back for the second time in the space of a year to be part of the captain's big night. You'll remember, of course, Misey was inducted onto the Wall of Fame last season, so his return to Scotland is one that's greatly exciting for him again. As you'll hear, Stefan spoke warmly about his friendship with Matt and a chance to hit the ice again in front of the Purple Army, but he began by revealing he was tipped off about returning again when he was here for his Wall of Fame induction.
Well, to be honest with you, maybe a little bit. Woody was my stallmate even when we were playing together, and we even talked about it back then. So I was always hoping that you know, when the time did come, he kept to his promise, and he did. So luckily, it's an honor to be come back for the big guys' big game.
And you've had quite a reaction as well, probably similar to the reaction you had when you got your Wall of Fame induction as well. So you'll be coming back to some very happy faces.
Yeah, like that place is definitely becoming a second home. I'm very fortunate that I get to come back to back years. It's every time we come there, we have such a fun time. It was a little bit of a quicker trip there with my induction. Really enjoyed my time, and it's going to even be quite the experience now that we have a lot of you know, old faces coming back too, and it's gonna be quite the time up there.
So tell us about your relationship with Matt. Obviously that kind of started when you first joined the clan. How has it developed since and kept going since obviously you've left?
We kind of with Woody, we kind of hit it off right away. We were both you know, we had kind of the same sense of humor, and ironically he liked country music, so it was instantly we were good. And and I think the bond that I really started was, like I said, we sat beside each other in the room. And I kind of felt sorry for him because he probably heard stuff coming out of my mouth that were quite interesting or different. I guess he picked up some Western slang and I picked up some of his slang. So it was a good relationship.
Are you fluent in Yorkshire then?
Yeah, he always tried to push his tea on me all the time. So...
good. Now, what have you made of the...
We both dabbled in the different elegance. Yeah.
Good. What have you made of the cast of characters that are coming back as well? Some of those guys you played with as well. It's going to be great to see everybody again, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, especially we've all kind of went in different paths and now we're on different walks of life, so it's going to be great to catch up. I think it's going to be hilarious because we're all, the guys that are... coming back obviously aren't going to be in the same shape and in the same alertness as they were when they were players. So it'll be funny. I'm guessing it'll be a little bit more of a rousing session because we're going to see if, I guess we could call it, you call us old timers now out there playing against a team that is in tip-top professional shape. So it's going to be quite the show. I think the fans are going to really enjoy it. And like I said, it's all, we're just celebrating a fantastic human in Matt Haywood, so it'll be a fun time.
Tell us about when you were here, of course, and playing alongside Matt. You hit it off straight away, as you said. What is it about him that makes him such a likable guy?
It's just, he's always smiling. Whatever, he was a hard worker. He was likable. As a player, you like him right away because his first orientation, and there's a reason why he's the captain now, is because he's a team-oriented guy. He was always smiling, and he'd always be the first guy. As soon as he got on the ice, he worked, and he worked, and he worked. Whether he played on the top line or he played down the lineup, he always played the same, and he always had a positive attitude. And that's why he's played 10 years there, because he's towed the line, and he's kind of been the, you know, could not be more suited for that role.
Now, Matt has always said the testimonial is not so much about him, more a celebration of the clan and the 10 years of the club. How pleased and privileged are you to be part of that?
Well, I'm very privileged to be able to play in it. I played in Mark Thomas's in Sheffield, and that year all those old guys, they kind of, all their testimonials were rolling in as where the clan, this is the first one, so it's new to everybody. I think that's what's going to make it especially the most exciting, is that it's the first time, it's the first celebration for somebody who's had a feel. And it's going to be quite the honour to be part of it. It's going to be a fun time.
So as you've said, you've played in some testimonials from the guys at Sheffield you played alongside. What can the fans expect if we're basing it on that?
just a great night out. I think it's going to be fantastic that they're going to get to see their team, which they watch throughout the course of the year, on the ice and take a step back and on a lighter side, I guess you could say. Then you're seeing a lot of the old dogs come back, and you're going to see quite a change in pace between the two teams. But it's just going to be I think it'll be a fantastic night where you get to come to the rink and the atmosphere is just a little bit more laid back, and it's kind of, I guess, more of a time to celebrate a guy who truly, truly deserves it.
Now, when I mentioned Matt Haywood's name, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think back on your time together and experiences you've shared?
Well, every time you say his name, I see his smile first off right away, and he's a good friend. I'm allowed to say that, and I guess you can say that you just think of the emblem. You just see the emblem of the jersey and the team, and you see him. He's the face of the franchise, and that's. I don't think anybody would really argue about that. He's been here since day one. He's been through the bad times. He's been through the good times, and he's been a solid soldier for this hockey club.
And finally, just before you go, Stefan, I want to get an idea of if training started for you. You were telling me before we started recording you've been on the ice. So is that the regime underway before you hit the ice again in February?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much hockey equipment I got left, so maybe I still got some of my old equipment there that I left behind, but I guess maybe I should start and try and find some hockey equipment that can actually be used, and then maybe we'll start with a brisk walk, and then we'll go on from there. Like I said, I got 4 days before the game to get into shape, so that should be enough time, right?
Hey, this is Matt Haywood, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Clan Wall of Famer Stefan Meyer back on Clan Chat to talk about Matt Haywood's testimonial. One more interview to come, and it's time to hear from the boss and to get his thoughts from what's happened in the last little while and what has been a challenging spell for him since he took over from Pete Russell in the summer. After some great form, injuries have hit the team quite hard in the last few games, which has contributed to a current run of 3 straight losses and Zach himself having to wear the purple again to help the team out. This week there's no let-up as Clan go to Manchester Storm on Friday night before hosting Cardiff Devils on Saturday. We covered all that, but I started by asking him about how much of a learning curve this has been for him in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks here. You know, every team is going to deal with some adversity, some injuries, some sickness. You know, as far as sickness stuff goes, we're just trying to isolate it and not bring it around the team. It's just starts a vicious cycle. If you start getting, you know, dad gets sick, and then baby gets sick, and then mama gets sick, and goes back to daddy. Daddy brings it to his teammate, and it just goes around and around and around. So, trying to isolate things like that, and yeah, I've been dealing with injuries, and you know, we've been fortunate enough to have Mr. Black and Gareth, who are, you know, pushing to get another player to help reinforce the team. You know, they see a special thing happening, and it's really hard on the team. We've been playing down pretty much the full season, so you know it can be quite a grind and tiring, and things start to catch up to you and injuries happen, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to make that move and bring some bodies in, and you know, Jacqueline's been good and Chad Smith's been good as well, so it's good to bolster the lineup a little bit. And yeah, it's just been an absolute whirlwind of a couple of weeks here, and you know, lots of hockey, so yeah it's been an interesting one.
And of course, you've made your playing comeback as well, perhaps not in the circumstances you would have liked if you ever entertained the idea. So what's it been like for you to swap the suit for the uniform again?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, we're in a unique position to have somebody like myself who can jump in an import position, which is good, especially, you know, my main position would be D, but I played a bit of forward over the years too, so it's good to be able to go back and forth. I guess I was happy with being able to basically kind of set my standard, I guess you could say, as far as being the bench coach and how I wanted things to go. And I think the guys got used to how I was, and it's not too much of a disruption for me to jump into the room. You know, I played with half the guys anyway, so they know what I'm like. But, you know, I think I've created the position that I wanted to be in. And, you know, to be able to help out now is great. Do I want to be playing I'll do anything for the team, absolutely, but it means that there's injuries and stuff, so it's not a great sign that I'm playing, but like I said, I'm willing to do it, and it's been interesting. It's fun. It's a lot more work trying to prepare for games, and it's tough to coach from literally sitting on the bench with the guys, but I think we've got a pretty good way of how we're doing things right now, and we can pretty much roll through things. And you know, Bex has been good for me too, and a lot of the players in general have been good with their influence on how we do things and helping me along the way.
I was going to ask you, obviously the perspective you have in seeing the game as a player compared to when you're standing on the bench. Tell us about that. How different is it?
That's an interesting one, I guess. I think for me, I guess this year, because I'm playing both forward and D, it's a little easier to see the game. But when you're playing D, you're more focused on, you know, what you're doing. You're trying to get ready to get right back out there. You're watching the game as well, but you're more or less focused on defense and making sure you're doing the right things, and you don't really pay as much attention to maybe the forward lines or who's going out there and when they're going out there or the rotation that might be going on in front of you, or, you know, you just kind of go out there for the penalty kill. So it's definitely not, I mean, in a management view, it's a lot harder to be a player and do it. I've gotten pretty comfortable with how to do things while I'm standing on the bench now, and to kind of throw this mix in there, it's been interesting. But the pretty much the fact of the matter is, really, is we've been pretty much three lines, so we just kind of have to roll them over anyway. So you know, they're not really, we'll match lines when we can at home and stuff like that, but you just kind of play, you know, you just go. So there's not a whole lot of managing going on when I'm coaching. Special teams, things like that, I'll get in there and voice things. But it's already enough work for me to keep up as it is on the bench. I've gotten way more comfortable, and it is a ton of fun. But when you start playing and getting your head into what you're doing on the ice, you definitely maybe miss some things, or you can't quite pay as much attention as you'd want to. So yeah, it's definitely been difficult in that sense. But I feel like I'm doing the same thing I would have done as a player with how I am in the room. Maybe talking a little bit more just because of my position now. But just going with the flow, man. It's necessary right now. We need the bodies and the extra ice time eating up, and I'll do whatever I can really to help. So.
We've seen Scott Tansky on the bench in the last few games. I must admit, I enjoy watching him because he's obviously keen to get involved. He can't be on the ice with the guys, but he's certainly doing his bit. He's talking to the guys. Are we seeing a coach in the making there in Scott?
Yeah, definitely. I think he'd be a great coach. It's good when you got guys that want to still help any way they can when they're injured. It's tough to be injured. It's a very, very, very difficult situation. You know, you don't feel quite the same as you would as a player. You're not in the room all the time. You're, you know, off doing your own thing, whether in treatment. And so you miss some things as far as that group environment. But he's been great. And, you know, everybody really that's sat out has been great with trying to chip in and help the team in any way they can. And, you know, he's a good penalty kill guy. He's got some good advice. And everybody sees the game a little bit different. So it's always fun to hear different perspectives. And, you know, some guys pick up different things throughout the game. And, you know, like when we're on the bench together, we'll come in and talk between periods. And, you get ideas from each other. And, you know, it's great. I'm glad that these guys are jumping on opportunities like that. And then for sure he could be a coach, absolutely.
Now, as for the injury list itself, I think the last few weeks we've seen up to as many as four or five guys out on any given night. How close are we to seeing that list reduced a little bit?
That's a good question. I think something just seems to kind of happen every week. It's kind of funny in that way right now. We're just dealing with that. But I think we see a few guys back from injury for sure this weekend. And then a few others are day-to-day. And the thing with having a spare import is there's no rush coming back from injury, because realistically, if you bring somebody back that's not 100%, the chance of them getting hurt longer is very high. So, you know, me being a player and these guys knowing their bodies and and knowing what the risks are, I want them 100% before they come back, because we can't afford for them to be out longer. So basically the protocol right now is make sure we're making sure that they are 100% before they're back. And, you know, like Wah came back, which is great. You know, Travis only missed a short time. You'll probably see a few more guys back this weekend. So we're starting to head in that direction.
Now, speaking of this weekend, we start again on Friday. A trip to Manchester Storm on Friday night. Now, as we record, Manchester, we're at Nottingham. This is Wednesday night. Nottingham won 5-1 on the night, so they'll be looking for a reaction. How do you approach that game on Friday with obviously some new guys maybe coming back into action and looking to get a win again after three on the spin that you've lost?
I'm trying to get back to focus more on us right now. I think it's been a lot of ups and downs the last few weeks. Some games haven't gone how we've wanted to, so I think, you know, this week we've just kind of tried to refocus on our game, what we're doing, our game plan, get back to that mentality. Of course, I'm going to scout Manchester. Of course, I'm going to scout Cardiff and have the videos available and the game sheet available for these guys. But essentially, it's just about us doing the right things, getting back to our hockey, getting back to what we do. The Manchester rink is completely different than any other rink in the league as far as size. So it's a completely different game there. It's almost like a pinball machine there, man. That's just the pucks going bing, bang, boom off things, and shots from anywhere are dangerous. Shots, I mean, you see Travis score from the far blue last season. You know, it's just, you know, funny things like that can happen in there. So it's just a matter of being mentally prepared and aware of what can happen and focused on the game and focused on what we got to do to be successful there. And I think it's a place where you gotta shoot a lot of pucks. You gotta be committed to blocking shots and good sticks. The goalie's gotta be very, very aware. Like I mentioned, it's dangerous pretty much anywhere, and that is their game plan. They throw the puck on the net from anywhere and crash the net. So knowing that, we just gotta have a good focus on our D zone, boxing players out and not letting them get to our net. Our goalie's gonna make that first save, and it's just a matter of helping him.
And of course, it's back home on Saturday. Cardiff Devils come to town on the back of that that game last Sunday, a 7-3 loss in Cardiff. What do you take from that game that you can bring into this one on a positive note?
Well, I mean, a couple of weeks ago we do it to them up here, and then they go down and do it to us, and it's a crazy league, man. Every team is good in this league. Definitely have to take a look at the special teams. You know, they can be difference makers in games, and we will definitely look at that. For the most part, we're a very, very disciplined team. You know, we're one of the towards the bottom end teams that take a lot of penalties. So, you know, we got that going for us already. And, you know, our special teams have been very good for the majority of the season. I think they've maybe not been as good as we wanted to the last few weeks. So we just got to get back on track with that. And, you know, we can play with Cardiff. There's no doubt about that. I think it's tough going down there. You're sitting on the bus for 9-10 hours, getting off and playing. It's tough. And we showed up 30 minutes before warm-up. Basically, you unpack. By the time you're unpacked, you're sitting in your chair and you're getting ready. You literally don't even have time to warm up. You know, we were basically throwing the flare that game. Not that that's an excuse, but we don't have to deal with that this time. Guys can get to the rink on time and get their preparation going. And I think, you know, it's obviously it's fun playing at home, and we've had a good time at home this season. Hopefully we can get back on track there. We've kind of given it up the last few games. So we got to find a way to build the wall back up around our fortress and keep those teams out and stay dangerous on our own side.
Zach, of course, we're a couple of months away from Matt Haywood's testimonial. You're going to be involved in that. We talked about you coming back and playing. You were going to be doing that anyway. We've seen Stefan Meyer come on board as well. What have you made of the cast list that Matt's put together for this? What's going to be a great night on the 4th of February?
Oh, it's going to be awesome, man. It'll be really fun to see some of the familiar faces. You know, a lot of guys from that team I played with, which is a ton of fun. I've been fortunate enough to be involved in a couple of testimonials down in Sheffield with Jonathan Phillips and Jason Hewitt, and it's such a great time. It's so fun to celebrate these guys and their achievements and their commitment and their families, and just to have a good laugh. You know, the boys come back to town and they're all hyped up and they're having a good time. It's nothing but laughs. It's nothing but good times. I think the fans have been great with their response and ticket sales and merchandise, and it's a special thing to be a part of. You know, it only comes, you know, every 10 years or so, right? You know, we got maybe a few guys that might be on that list for the next time, but you gotta embrace the stuff when it's around. And Matt Haywood fully deserves the honor, and it's a great privilege to be involved this closely with him, to be his coach this season, to have played with him, to consider him a friend. I'm quite proud of him, and the way things are going, I think it's wonderful, and can't wait to get there. I mean, no rush to get there, but you know, it'll be fun, absolutely.
Now, as I say, we're into December now, we're just a few weeks away from Christmas, the fixtures coming thick and fast. How do you deal with everything else? You've got to do your job, you've got to take the guys on the road and everything else, but how do you find time for family time as it gets to this time of year?
That's a good question. I think that's been maybe the hardest part for me and my family. You know, they've been nothing but supportive. My wife is so great with our little one, and she's absolutely thriving. My wife's a great mom, and Finley is so smart, and it's great to see her just every single day, something new. I do miss a lot more of it now. I'm a lot more busy than, you know, maybe the player lifestyle, but I am enjoying my job, and I know my wife understands that, and she sees that I'm enjoying it, so she's been really good and supportive with it. But yeah, you know what, you got to find, yeah, I need to be better. I can completely admit it. You know, sometimes all the time I bring home work with me, and it's hard to, you know, get away from the phone and thinking about things and, oh, I forgot to do this or I got to do that. There's a lot of late night work sessions where I'm up in the other room doing the video and things like that pretty late in the night. It's tough to manage time, but I'm finding ways to get things done. And my little Finley's up pretty late, so I get to see her lots. She's a little rock star, so she's up till like 9 or so at night, so I get plenty of time with her. And it's super special time to get that in, and it just... As you know yourself, you know, they put a smile on your face, make you laugh every single day, and it just makes you really enjoy what life is about. So it's great to have my family here and supporting me, and you know, even the team too. So it's awesome.
I'm Matt Cowlett, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Clan coach Zach Fitzgerald sharing his thoughts with us on Clan Chat. Just before we go, we set the Clan conundrum way back at the very beginning, and we wanted to know how many goals did Glasgow Clan score in their 10 league games last December. The answer is 39. And to break it down for you, that was 2 against Nottingham Panthers, 11 against the Sheffield Steelers in 2 games, 10 against Manchester Storm over 3 games, 8 against Belfast over 2 games, and 8 against Fife Flyers over 2 games. Now, unless my arithmetic is terrible, and that should never ever be discounted as a possibility, that should make 39. We'll have another Clan conundrum for you next time.
I'm Craig Peacock, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
That's all for this edition, so just time to remind you to get your tickets for Saturday's game against Cardiff Devils. Face off 7 p.m, so make sure you get those via the Clan website, clanihc.com. Tickets are also still on sale for Matt Haywood's testimonial on Tuesday the 4th of February, and you'll find those on Ticketmaster. Make sure you get yours. And if you want to watch Friday's game with Manchester Storm online, our friends at The Storm are providing a webcast, so head over to manchesterstorm.tv to find out all about it. For the latest news around the club, check out the website, or if you haven't yet, don't forget to like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ClanIHC. You can also subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Audioboom, and the newest episode will download automatically to your device. Please leave a review, tell us what you want to hear or generally what you think. All feedback is welcomed. And my thanks this week go to Kevin Phillips, Chad Smith, Stefan Meyer and the coach Zach Fitzgerald for their time this week. Thanks also to producer Stuart Priest for his work on this podcast. But as always, my thanks go to you for listening and downloading, and we'll be back soon for more from around the Glasgow Clan. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.
League Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.